From American Public Media, this is New Classical Tracks. I'm Valerie Kaler, in for Julie Almacher. The saying goes, write what you know. For flutist Laurel Zucker, a move to Washington State meant getting to know a whole new set of vistas. Her new CD, Coffee Land, is a collection of postcards from her new home. One of the very first things she saw was right in her own backyard.
When we were looking for houses, I looked at this particular house when it was raining, very cold, and there was this picture window in the living room that looks out on a forest, and it is unbelievably green, and it was kind of spooky looking when it was all icy.
She says that view made her want to write something dark and beautiful. Green Forest is the middle movement of her Washington State Concerto. The low strings provide a dark green backdrop to icy droplets from the flute. The opening movement, Coffee Land, gives the CD its title and seems to have a slight Brazilian flavor. The last movement of the concerto tells the story of the Tacoma Narrows Bridge, also known as Gallopin' Gertie, a suspension bridge built in 1940 to connect Gig Harbor to Tacoma. It suffered a spectacular failure, whipping and swaying in the wind, roadway undulating, until a cable snapped and the bridge fell into the waters below.
When I start that particular piece, it's kind of a waltz, a strange-sounding waltz. And then I start doing a lot of chromatic scales kind of crashing down. And that's supposed to be the bridge crumbling and falling into the water.
There is some legitimately jaw-dropping film footage available on YouTube. And in fact, Laurel Zucker synced her composition to the most well-known clip. Zucker says her musical influences are far-reaching, and sometimes they show up in odd ways.
For instance, in Galloping Gertie, towards the end, I kept hearing in my head, everybody dance now, you know. So I stuck it in there. You know, the bridge was falling down, and the world's falling apart, and everybody dance now.
Another Washington-centric piece on the new CD is the Orca Quintet. A timely trip to Port Townsend was the inspiration for this work.
So we went out whale watching on apparently the best day in years, and we saw baby orcas playing around like they were just a few feet from the boat. The mothers, I mean, it was like a whole show, and they were so beautiful.
She paints another picture of the coast in the second movement, Lighthouse on the Harbor.
When I think about any lighthouse, I think about a lonely structure. It's the only light at night, and it usually is not near any other buildings. So I try to evoke kind of a lonely, magnificent beach type of sound.
The horn is just the right instrument for that, evoking the mournful tones of the foghorn that sounds when the lighthouse is shrouded in clouds and mist. It's not just her own backyard that inspires Laurel Zucker to write music. She travels often, and various pieces on the CD reflect those adventures, boating on the Nile in Egypt, visiting street markets in Ecuador and Panama, and another river. This one in Brazil.
The Cristalino River is in Alta Floresta. It's like way out in the jungle. Every night there'd be these swarms of thousands of different colored butterflies rising in a spiral up right next to the river. And you could like stand right in the middle and they'd be spiraling around you. And it was beautiful.
It's a beautiful example of the power of music to take you places you've never been. One of many on this CD. And for this week, that's New Classical Tracks from APM, American Public Media. I'm Valerie Kaler.